Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby. Honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. On Sunday with the one you love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome in to the Listener's Choice Magazine, edition number 19. I'm Roger Smith, your host, and this tape is coming from 115 North Keats, K-E-A-T-S Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. You can get requests in, as many of you have, thankfully, by sending comments and requests. When you send this tape back, send them at the beginning of side one. That's what we check when they come in. And send me your comments and requests when you send the tape back. You can also contact us at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. We don't return calls, as you know, but we do take your request and make note of them. Or you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Now, if you're getting this magazine online at www.bluegrasspals.com, you can contact us. That you can get contact information on the website there, too, to email us and get your request in as well. Well, as most of you know, this is the issue where once a year we play our favorites. I play my favorites on this side, some of our favorites at least. I play my favorites on this side of the tape. And Marilyn will take over the microphone on the other side of the tape and play some of her favorites as well. And we always enjoy doing this, and you seem to enjoy it, so hope it works out well. And what you just heard was certainly one of my favorites, Dolly Parton there in Tennessee Mountain Home from her album of the same title. Just a fantastic song, paints a great picture, I think, and a fantastic album as well. I need to say just a couple of things before we get into the music, and then we'll get into the music hot and heavy here in just a few minutes and get as much as we can on this side. Back issues. I've had a lot of requests from the newer people on the list for back issues. Now, back issues are always free online. They're all up there at the bluegrasspals.com website, and you can get them. They don't cost you anything. If you're not online and you have a friend who is and can get them for you, cool. That's great with me. They don't cost you a penny. We are going to make back issues available on tape at the cost of $1 a piece. We have to do that. They will be sent separately. If you send us a check or money order or whatever for the number of back issues you want, right now they're are obviously, with this new one coming out, there are 18 back issues. However, most of you will have had 18, except for a few very new ones, so you probably won't want that one. So $17 would get the whole package. It will come to you in some sort of an envelope or bag. You will keep the tape. You don't you don't have to send them back at all. They're yours to keep. And that's the way we're going to do it. We have to have that much just for the duplicating of them. It's time as much as anything else. The duplicating of all of these back issues takes a lot of time, and we've got to get something back for it. So we really thought a lot about it and felt like that $1 per issue was a pretty good deal, and that will allow you to go ahead and keep the tape as well. You still have to send back the current tapes in these boxes, but the back issues, if you buy them, you may keep them. Now, if you want less than the entire package, less than the entire 17 or 18 issue package, whether you want 18 or not, if you want less than that package, you may do that. Send us the money for the package, the number of issues that you want, and we'll start back with the first one. It will, however, if you want more, it will, however, be your responsibility to keep up with what you have been sent, because we're not going to do that bookkeeping. So if you ever decide later that you want more of the package, you can do that, but you would have to let us know what you need in issues. The cassettes will come with a Dymo Braille label on each of them that will give the number of the issue. But if you're interested, you're more than welcome to let us know and send us the money, and we will get those packages out to you. If you're not interested, or if you don't want to pay for them, that's fine. We have no problem with that at all. Believe me, this is not a money-making deal for us at all. It just gets us a little, like I say, a little of our time back and time for getting the envelopes addressed and also the tapes and that sort of thing. So it's not a money-making proposition for us at all. But if you want them at $1 an issue, you're more than welcome to them. Okay? I made an error, a rather serious error, on issue number 18. When we were talking about the Jimmy Wakely song, One Has My Name, The Other Has My Heart, and I said that Colleen Ford did that with him and later became Mary Ford. Well, that part was true. She did later become Mary Ford and had her career with Les Paul, as we talked about. Her name, of course, was not Colleen Ford. Her name was Colleen Summers. And the only reason I can think of that I said that is that I simply had what I often refer to as a grandpa attack. I didn't even catch it until I went back. I was going back sometime later listening to the section, and I'm going, oh my God, what did I say? The girl's name was Colleen Summers, and she did indeed later turn into Mary Ford. Well, let's get to a bunch more music now here. Let's have one from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and one of my favorites by them from back in the 60s, one they did on their TV show quite a bit, Crying My Heart Out Over You.
Playing soft and low, and a stranger holds the one that I love so. I was blind, I could not see that you meant the world to me, but like a fool I stood and watched you go. Thank you. my room. It seems I hear you whisper in the gloom. I miss your picture on the wall and your footsteps in the hall. While I'm crying my heart out over you. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little.
Cincinnati's dancing pig, he's the barnyard Mr. Big. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig jig a jig jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his bucking wing. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig jig a jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball. But until you've seen that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, sir, he's the pork chop dapper dam. He's the keenest hog what am. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jig jig jig. Big Cincinnati's dancing pig with this riggity jiggity jiggity jig jig a jig jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his bucking wing. Cincinnati's dancing pig with this riggity jiggity jiggity jig jig a jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball. But until you've seen that remarkable pig, you ain't a seen a nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, sir, he's the pork chop dapper dam. He's the keenest hog what am. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity, with his jiggity, jig, jig, jig.
Red Foley there, and all about the Cincinnati Dancing Pig. Yes, sir. I want to thank one of my listeners for sending that the last time, and I don't know who to thank because I had already put the file of the card away in the box, and he didn't identify himself on the tape, and I'm not sure who it was. But you know who you are, and thank you very much. I have a pretty good Red Foley collection, but didn't have that one, and I do now, and I like it a lot. The Cincinnati Dancing Pig. Well, let's have one now from Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius. This one, one of their best, I think. And I understand they're coming out with a new album. They're doing some recording together now and about to come out with a new album. It may or may not already be out. I'm not sure, but if not, it should be soon. Here's Jim Ed and Helen.
Say I do. I want our love to be free. Every time I want you more than I did the time before. Can you stay with me for a while?
But I want the fire still burning bright, darling, on our wedding night. Let's wait till we walk down the aisle.
I don't wanna have to marry you. I don't wanna have to say don't say you have to go now that I want you so. I don't want to be alone.
The temptation is strong, but it's oh so wrong. Please stop and take me home.
I don't want to have to marry.
Bill Phillips there, and You're Known by the Company You Keep. I sure like that one. Probably his biggest hit was Put It Off Until Tomorrow, but I like that one, I think, maybe even better. Let's have one now from Carl Smith. Carl Smith had a big career, of course, back in the 50s, and then back from about 62 to, say, 66, he had another era of got a lot of airplay. Stuff like Take My Ring Off of Your Finger and The Pillow That Whispers. Here's one from 1963 called The Back Room. Here's Carl Smith.
Light the candles, pour the wine, start the music. Clear the floors, start the dance and dim the light. Put your little arms around me for the last time. While we're dancing in the back room tonight, I won't make it to the chapel tomorrow. I won't be there when they start throwing rice. I had rather go on with all my memories like I've had in this old back room tonight. These old walls could tell a lot, but they're not talking. What they know, I know will always be kept quiet. So he won't know that you dropped by to see me. And we're setting in the back room tonight. I won't make it to the chapel tomorrow. I won't be there when they start throwing rice. I had rather back room tonight.
Oh, we destroy each other after a while. I'm glad that you don't love me, and I'm glad I don't love you. We're too much. It's best that you don't kiss me, and it's best I don't kiss you, 'cause we destroy each other after a while. I know you hurt to hold me, and you know I'm hurting too.
Well, I thought one good Carl song deserved another one there, and of course that was Carl and Pearl Butler, and We'd Destroy Each Other After a While. That was one of their follow-ups to their big monster hit, Don't Let Me Cross Over. Some of that stuff got a little airplay. Good, good country music as far as I'm concerned. Well, let's do our comedy now. We've been doing stand-up comedy with the likes of Archie Campbell and Wendy Bagwell, Andy Griffith, that sort of thing. Going to do a song this time from back in the 90s, actually. I remember this one. Remember Billy Gilman? He was about 12 years old when he did this. I wonder whatever happened to him. Don't hear anything from him anymore. Most of you know that Meryl and I raise pet boa constrictors, so we're kind of fond of snakes. And this is a song all about a king snake. I hope you might enjoy it. We have one of those, too. We have a good king snake named Joe. So I was kind of proud when he came out with this song. See if you might get a laugh out of it. Here's Billy Gilman.
I'll be halfway to Asheville when you wake up alone. It's been a while since I've seen Carolina. It always time of year. And if this is the end of life as we knew it, you won't find me living round here. I love life as we knew it. I still can't believe we're through it. Anyway, goodbye, that's all there is to it. Life as we knew it ended today.
Kathy Mattea there, and maybe my favorite thing by her. She's done some good stuff, but boy, that's one of my favorites. Here's one now, a good one, from Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Wilma Lee, of course, we lost Stoney several years ago. Wilma Lee is still very much with us, but she suffered a stroke back, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. Hadn't been on the Opry since, although she did visit the Opry just a few weeks ago. She did not perform, but she did visit, and is doing as well as she can under the circumstances. So let's have one of their recordings now. Here's Wilma Lee and Stoney.
With me.
Oh, that's a fine one now from Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. What good harmony in that thing. Well, let's come way forward up into the 90s. I'm going to let you have what is probably my favorite love song, certainly of the decade of the 90s. And I'm talking the song itself. I'm talking performance. It was just a wonderful, wonderful production, in my opinion. And one of my very favorite love songs of all time. This one, actually, Marilyn's coming up here in a few minutes on side two, and she's going to do a Texas gig for you, but I stole this one before she got to it, because she might have. But anyway, let's have one from Lone Star, and baby, I'm amazed.
Time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
Thank you.
Oh, what a fantastic song and a fantastic performance. Well, that's just about going to do it for side one of the Listener's Choice magazine, edition number 19. Turn it over and stay tuned for Marilyn, because I know you're going to enjoy what she has to offer here and some of her favorite songs along the lines of Texas music. And remember, the next time, along about June, we'll be back with a bunch of your requests, and we have a bunch of your requests. You've been very gracious about giving us lots of requests, and we have them, and we'll keep them. And if we don't have room for them all on the next tape, we'll get them on future issues. But don't let that stop you from making requests, because that's really what this magazine is made of. We will, as we have tape and space and do not have requests, we'll throw in some favorites of ours along the way and get the issue out. But we certainly like to get in as many of your requests as we can, so keep them coming. And remember, that address again is 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Or you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net to get in your request. Or you can call me at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. And with that, we're going to say take care, everybody. Turn it over now, or if you're online with us, go to file two or side two, whichever you're doing. And here comes Marilyn. Bye-bye now.